Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the new Pope who is driving Republicans crazier than Mike Huckabee and Pat Robertson dancing on a gay pride parade float. Just in general for his commie pinko yellrat bastard predilection for focusing on compassion for the poor, but specifically for his new tree-hugging encyclical. An encyclical may sound like half an encyclopedia, or what happens when a bicycle pushes the edge of the envelope, but in reality, it is the most authoritative statement a pope can give without stamping it infallible, which is a possibility if they really want to make a stink. In his first solo treatise called Laudato Si, or Be Praised, Pope Francis called on Catholics to make safeguarding the environment and battling climate change an urgent priority and actually couches saving the planet in moral terms, which to the GOP is like waving a red flag in front of a bull, papal or otherwise. This move into the field of environmentalism has prompted some to call him the Green Pope, but conservatives are more and more referring to him as Comrade Francis, the Red Pope. But hey, wasn't there another Christian guy who focused on the problems of the poor? What was his name? Oh yeah, Christ. Rick Santorum, a Catholic, objected to the paper, saying, "We should leave science to the scientists." Uh-huh. And then what? Ignore them? Santorum, as you know, is the guy who doesn't believe in evolution, and ironically, he is his own best argument. The Pope is going to have to be more circumspect with all this helping of the least fortunate, lest he become a whipping boy for the party of camels passing through the eye of needles. They could very well start blaming him for illegal immigration, Hillary's emails, and Benghazi. For Will Durst.com, I'm Will Durst.